Chapter 4, How to Write a Report. Scene 4-8, Teaching How to Write Documents. Minamida-sensei, did you write the letter about the year's excursion to send out to the parents?
Yes, I've done it, but I can't seem to get it right. Can you take a look at it?
Certainly. Many teachers find it difficult to write correspondence that needs to go out to the parents. They don't teach you in school how to write the types of letters that are required after getting a job. Nor do they teach you the proper letter formats. Plus, generally, there's no need to write such letters in our daily lives, so in the beginning of this job, it's common not to be able to write well.
Especially, I'm not good at using honorific language when writing.
I can see that. This is pretty bad. Forget the content to begin with. There are too many typos and omissions. You probably just used the autocorrect that came up when you were typing on the computer. Plus, did you even proofread your writings? You're missing periods and you've omitted characters, so parts of what you wrote aren't even words. When you put your name on these letters and documents as a homeroom teacher, you're still representing the school. Parents will check the contents and use it to judge the entire school. With such poor writing skills, let alone typos and omissions, the parents who receive these letters and documents will worry about the standard of the school. It's unfair to lower the image of the school because of your mistakes.
I am very sorry.
Furthermore, don't write using colloquial expressions. Of course, it's fine to include direct quotes from a conversation you had with a child. But if you want to write in an indirect form, make sure to replace what you said with a literary form. Use conjunctions. And start using a new paragraph whenever you change topics. You also have too many modifying words. Parents are busy, so say only what needs to be said, and do so in a succinct and easily understood manner, so that reading your letter will be less time-consuming.